Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And I hope everybody has seen Black Panther.
Yes, I hope. Well, I don't think
I assume
that there are some people that haven't.
I know. I'm going to guess most of our audience has. But in case not, we will not spoil it.
No, we're not going to spoil
it. No spoilers, but we went and saw it.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning, which is really the best time to see a movie.
Yeah, I think...
First freaking showing at Saturday.
Going to see a movie first thing in the morning on a weekend...
is awesome.
Is, yeah, it's very underrated.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people... I feel like... I mean, maybe... I don't know. Maybe I'm not the only one that thinks about this, but I feel like not a lot... I feel like not a lot of people realize you could do that, you know? Because you're always kind of like, oh, well, we'll go out and have a night...
Yeah.
You know, make it a night and stuff. And obviously, yeah, I mean, that's great.
Sure.
You know, go out and see a movie at night and stuff. But I was just thinking, like, shit, you know, maybe it worked out great because, you know, you get up, you get to take care of some stuff during the day.
Yeah.
And you have your evening free.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
So it was pretty good. And it was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good movie.
I would have to say, because, you know, all those, there's a bunch of racists on Twitter. Like, all these terrible things happened to me at the Black Panther screening. So I would like to share what happened to me at the Black Panther screening.
Is that really people are having
yes.
people are having problems at these screenings?
Well, they say they are. They're like pulling like old pictures of people who got beat up and they're not related. And they're like, I got attacked because I was white. And I'm like, no, that didn't happen. Because you guys are just racist.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they're just racist.
That's ludicrous.
I know.
Are they disproving it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People are disproving it all over the place.
Because they're like, oh, that's like a picture from like Forensic Files and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, that's from like, you know, 2013
oh,
and blah, blah, blah. But so what happened to me at a Black Panther screening, I was standing in line to get popcorn and there was a little 9-year-old girl in front of me and she turned around and told me that I was pretty. That's what happened to me at a Black Panther screening.
I was there. I can corroborate that.
I know. And it wasn't because I was like so taken off guard. What I should have said is, oh, so are you, sweetheart. But I didn't. I wasn't thinking. So, but because I was like, what? Because I was like in my own world. I was like, you know, thinking about popcorn or whatever. And like,
I think in a case like that, a simple thank you, which you provided.
Which I said.
Was...
I said thank you. I was just so like flustered.
I love ArcLight because they really focus. Sometimes they'll just focus a lot on like movie posters in terms of like their decor.
Yeah,
and I love movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
I just love movie posters and just magazine covers and just it's for things that I'm into, you know, or just but just movie posters in general. It's like it's always very fascinating to glean what you can about a movie that you've never seen or that you probably have never heard was coming out, which is most movies for me these days, is something that I'm like, oh, this would be really good or this would be bad or I need to find out more about it. So, or just being like, oh my God, I can't believe this has a sequel or, you know, this movie is just they're remaking this. It's wild. So,
yeah, because the ArcLight has this like big wall. It's just like light up and sometimes it'll be like all four or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's movie poster size things.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it'll like, you know, be a bunch of pictures to make up a big picture.
Yep.
These were all movie posters of stuff that's coming out this year.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. I thought it was
kind of cool.
Yeah, nice to see. But as for the movie
oh, it was great.
I'll just give some cliff notes, but I mean in terms of the story, I mean go see it.
Yeah,
it's
no
awesome.
Spoilers, of course.
There's really I think in terms of
there is an end credit scene.
Yeah, there's two.
Yep, stay for those.
There's always two. You can always in Marvel. You can always expect to be
at least two.
Two, even if they don't mean anything, there's always something.
Yeah.
So, I was very happy with the film. It was just a great action film, and
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Like the colors are really vivid, and the cinematography is really pretty. Like, it's so nice because, you know, Marvel does this a lot, but, you know, after watching a lot of DC movies where everything's just the same shade of brown, basically.
Yeah. Or black blue.
And gray and blue. It's so nice to go and just see these vivid, bright colors, even though we're still in a superhero movie.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. The very beginning part, and this isn't a spoiler because it's literally like the first scene, they give you the backstory of Wakanda and the Black Panther.
Yeah.
And the way they do it is awesome. I know you really liked it.
Well, I also liked that and what came immediately after, which was the preamble to basically setting up, I'm not going to give anything away, but basically setting up our main villain and kind of, you know, some of the groundwork for that. I thought that was really just well done. And it was just a great scene.
Yeah.
Just really, you know, sets the tone immediately. But yeah, the origin stuff was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because.
And it's great too, because it's not like we're not like slogging through this origin and it's taking half the movie. Like it was just like, and this is the story of Wakanda.
Well, we already met him.
But this is the story of the Black Panther. Yeah. This is the story of the five tribes. And this is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it was just like, oh, okay, cool. We're here. We understand. Let us go forward.
We already met Black Panther in Civil War.
Yep.
And that was, you know, we established a lot about the character in that film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though he wasn't the central part of it, but he had a very big part in the plot.
Yep.
And, you know, so people got to know him right away and got to see what he's up to and what he is. And this opening scroll, opening deal just gives you everything. And here's the thing about Black Panther is I'm very much aware of him as a comic book fan, but I'm not aware of his history and really anything to do with him outside of the fact that he's an Avenger.
Yeah.
He debuted in a Fantastic Four comic. He's from Wakanda. And that's really about it. You know, I mean, I don't really know much about because I'm not really, you know, follow just certain I just don't follow that character, you know.
Right.
And although there's been some stuff that I've read about in his history that has interested me about some of the characters from his past from the 80s, 70s and 80s that I'm actually very interested in doing some research on. But it's also one of those things, too, where we follow books primarily from the 70s, 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
So a lot of, and I feel like a lot of his presence as a big time part of the Marvel Universe came about, you know, past that point. You know, I feel like that's how it feels to me. I mean, I know people can argue that he's been a big part of the Marvel Universe for a long time.
Yeah, because he's been around for a long time.
Especially for the, you know, the racial significance of the character and stuff. Like it's, I mean, he's definitely been around, but it's, I just don't know enough about the guy.
I don't know much about him either.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, recent runs that I have earmarked that I want to read, like Roxane Gay took a turn. I don't remember if she did World of Wakanda or if she did Black Panther proper.
I don't know if Roxane Gay did that.
Yeah.
I know Tanisha Coates was in.
Yeah, and he just did one that I have it on my Amazon wish list, the first trade, which is supposed to be great, but I haven't picked it up yet. So.
Yeah, but I just, he's got a, what I think is really tremendous too about it is that he's got this supporting cast that
and they're really great.
Yeah, I mean, at least for
they really fill out the world. They make it complex. They're not just cardboard cutouts of characters. Mm-hmm. They're like actual characters.
Yeah, they're real. They're characters. They're people in the Marvel Universe that have been established, and you know, from these runs, and they're just engaging as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of the villains and stuff, you know, like was it Killmonger?
Killmonger, yeah.
Killmonger is Michael B. Jordan is just...
Michael B. Jordan is awesome in this role.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. Everybody gives a great performance, but he gives he's especially good.
Yeah, and I thought the women...
Well, yeah, another thing that there's just so many women in this movie, and they're all pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
There's none of them who is like, you know, oh no, save me. Like, no, like they're doing shit and they are taking care of shit, and it's awesome. Like the warriors.
Yeah.
Like that whole like Wakanda warrior.
Yeah, like basically he's like Secret Service.
Yeah, they're fucking great and they're awesome as shit. And I loved them.
Yeah, Okoye, she's...
Okoye, I loved her. I love Lupita Nyong'o's character. I thought she was pretty great.
Yeah, and I thought his name was Shuri.
Shuri, yeah.
She was actually one of my favorites.
Because she was great.
And the girl that plays her, I think her name was like Letitia Watkins or something.
She was really funny.
She was just really funny, but just had like this very like charming appeal as the actress and stuff. And just the character was great. And to the point where... There's a scene later where I'm fairly certain that she was gonna, they're gonna do something where she could get killed.
Oh, yeah.
I was really like, oh, this is it. Like, this is gonna fuck me up.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed her.
No, I like
her. No, keep her around. We need her for stuff.
Yeah, no, she was really great. And it was like, cause you know how sometimes when they'll write in a character who has funny lines?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like straight up like, you know, you know, set up joke. Like,
yeah.
But she had some levity and stuff like that. And a lot of times when they do it, it's so overdone.
Yeah.
Her character was like effortless. Like, yeah. It was just, this is her personality. You know, she just kind of cracks jokes. She's young and she's fun. And it was,
It felt like it was, you know, being, because when you think about what kind of country Wakanda is and the represent, you know, and what it, you know, what it's, you know, what the, just like the technology and just everything that's, everything the country's about. And like, you kind of get this vibe that it's like, okay, I can see how this is how these characters are and how these people are. Like, it's just like, just the vibe there.
Yeah.
And it really came across. And I just liked it a lot. And I think, Andy Serkis was great.
Yeah. He was kind of jacked, right?
Yeah.
Like, is he usually that jacked?
I don't know. I mean, I
was like, wait, Andy Serkis.
He looks nothing
really
like Gollum.
No, he doesn't. He's like really jacked. And even, you know, I feel like there was a little bit, he kind of turns this one up to 11.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A little bit more than he needed to. But you know what? It worked. I thought it worked.
But here's the thing about a villain like Claw, like just being aware of the villain from the Marvel Universe, because I'm pretty familiar with him.
Yeah.
You know, from, we've actually even had a book about him on there, Fantastic Four, that we did. And yeah, he kind of takes that character for a walk, but it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely fun.
Yeah. So there's that. Yeah, I thought some of the, you know, the Martin Freeman character was, you know, interesting addition to just
what
the
was
mix
going on
and just how everything, but they made it fit and it worked. Yeah. And there's some logic stuff that you kind of like, cause not knowing this world, not knowing these characters that well, and maybe I'm missing some things, but I have to say this though, it's one of those, what I really just overall, and I kind of say this already, but like, I was not really aware of the Black Panther and just the universe, like his deal. Like, I'm always like, Black Panther, he has been in a bunch of my video games. He's been in Avengers, and one time he married Storm.
Yeah.
And that was, I just found that out recently.
Oh yeah.
But like, he's got just so much going on there. And it kind of, I think for people that weren't aware of this character, it's going to draw a lot of attention to that. Hopefully for people that open, you know, just people that are just like, hey, I'm going to watch, you know, you know, for new comic book fans, you know, I just feel like it was a really good introduction to the character. And also, I mentioned this to you, in terms of comic book movies, like, it's just a tight movie.
Yeah, it really is.
You got an origin, which they don't bog down.
Yep.
Granted, we've already met this character, so we already kind of know. But I feel like even if we wasn't in anything else,
I don't think we would have needed.
We wouldn't have needed it. Like, he could have just shown up.
You don't need to see Civil War to get what's going on in Black Panther.
No. They reference it enough, but they don't sit there and just mire themselves down in the rest of it.
Yeah.
And it's
That's the thing. Great. There was no part in there where I was just like, okay, this scene is a little much. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need this. I didn't feel that at all. Like, it was, here's your thing, this is going on. And it wasn't like, okay, this character is doing this, but over here there's this other thing that this other character is doing, and now it's this big, giant, world-ending thing, and we have to, you know what I mean? Like, how it just gets, like, 19 storylines going on, and you're just like, okay,
Definitely, Justice League.
Yeah, like, Justice
League. It's Civil War, too.
It's like, can we cut this down just a smidge? Like, Black Panther does not do that.
It's funny, because we were watching Civil War last night, and I came to the conclusion that pretty much after that big airport fight, like, I don't even see the point in having the rest of the movie. Because I know there's a resolution and there's twists and
stuff. Yeah, but you know, Civil War is kind of a really good example of what we were just talking about, how, like, the villain's plan is so convoluted.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that all the things that had to go right for him to be able to pull off what he did in this movie, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the fact that all of it worked out, and then he's got to do this, and he's got to frame this person, he's got to do this, and then he's got to go here, and he knows that they're going to come here. And you're just like, dude.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
There was none of that going on in Black Panther. It was like, oh, I understand. This villain has a clear, understandable motivation. Kind of like with Homecoming.
Yeah.
And the Vulture, the same thing.
Yeah, that's the thing about Homecoming. Homecoming is another one where they just...
Which is great.
They knocked it out of the park, and there's great reveals in it, and there's a little bit of that in Black Panther, especially if you're going into it kind of cold like myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's excellent. And I think you should check it out and give it a shot. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you. You know, if you want to write on our Facebook or whatever, you want to connect with us about it. You know, we definitely hope you guys dig it. I also started playing the Marvel Superheroes 2.
Oh, the Lego game. I bought you that for Christmas.
I did. And it was funny because we were sitting there like, because you got me the deluxe edition.
Yes.
And it comes with like the codes and everything to get all your season
pass and all that good stuff.
Which is the way to go for those games.
Well, yeah. Because you know what was really funny is I was like, I'm going to get this for Sean for Christmas. And the deluxe edition was on sale and cheaper than just the edition without all the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck it, I'm getting you the one with all the stuff.
Yeah, well, the same, because I'm going to get all the stuff anyways.
Right.
So it was kind of just how it rolled. But I'm, you know, just
you love those games.
Well, I haven't played those games in a while because I bought the Star Wars one like last year, I think. And
yeah.
I've never got a handle back into playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And which is kind of disappointing because I was like, oh, you know, shit, I want to play it. I should play this, you know, because it's a fun game.
Sure.
But
you get to be BB-8.
Yeah, you get to be, you know, Star Wars. And I mean, whatever. It's I played the Jurassic Park one.
Yep.
And I had a good time with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I've played the Marvel ones. I played the DC ones.
Uh-huh.
They're all hoots.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I know there's older ones, but
sure.
You know, you're going down a rabbit hole. But this Marvel one, though, it's great because it does a lot of fan service towards me in a lot of ways. Because there's a lot of dudes.
They're like, make this for Sean.
It's almost, that's what it feels like sometimes. Like, there's a lot of, like, there's some, even in the main story, there's some deep cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking Presence shows up. I mean, Presence is like an obscure ass, like, Defenders, like, Quasar villain. It's just weird, you know, just to have some certain characters in there. And it's fun. I just like flying and I'm getting used to it. There's some mechanic stuff in there that I'm not entirely crazy about. But, you know, I'm getting used to it and, you know, I will continue to play it. And it's just, they're so like ridiculously adorable.
I know. It is cute.
It's very like they find ways to make it as kid friendly.
Yes.
But they still, you know, roll with like what it's a superhero game,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, I mean, basically, and for all intents and purposes, you know, you're hitting dudes, you know, you're shooting dudes with guns and they're exploding.
Yes.
Into Lego parts,
yes.
You know, and they're leaving hearts and they're, you know, but it's
they get better though.
They get better.
that's
also the thing about the game. It's like, there's so much chaos. Cause that's the thing that I don't like about these games is that sometimes you're playing these games and there is so much shit going on.
Yeah.
At the same time, like you've got like a big villain just throwing fire down, and then you got all these other guys attacking you, and then you got all your other guys around you, and then you're trying to fight them off. But then also, you know, there's all these other little knickknacks around that you can get, so you can get 100% in the game. So
yeah.
You have to do all those things, and it's just it's sometimes it's a little bit much, and you're just like, I don't even know what the fuck am I doing here,
right?
You know, and
which one am I supposed to hit first?
Yeah, what do I hit first? What do I do? And, you know, and then sometimes, you know, that like there was the one where I was playing and you have to be like Spider-Man or Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
And you have to swing.
Oh, through those stupid circles.
Through the circles. But I think that's what you're supposed to do. Like, it's because eventually it just, it's kind of one of those things where it's like eventually the game just kind of goes, ah, you know what, here. Because they know little kids are playing it. That's why at any time you could just die.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You could just die constantly and it doesn't matter. You just come back. And it's funny because sometimes they come back and, you know, they'll say something. Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, Thor just comes back and goes, I appear. You know, I have appeared. Or just like they say stupid shit.
Yeah.
I just like the little comments and the little actions they do.
Yeah, well, they do. Like, if you leave them alone for a little bit, they do things.
Yeah.
They all have little, you know, movements. Like in the last game, who was it? Like Abomination, like had a bear he hugged or something.
Yeah, you had a teddy bear. And then was it Beast? I mean, my favorite part is too, is like sometimes what you'll do is you'll leave, they'll be idling,
mm-hmm.
while they're talking to somebody and somebody's like, you know, blah, 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 I lost this. Can you help me find this? You know, whatever. And they're talking. And so the character will do the idling motion. And one of my favorites was the one time it was like J. Jonah Jameson. He goes, he's like sitting there going, ah, mm-hmm. Right. And then I was Beast, and Beast just sits down and reads a book. And so it's just fucking silly. And I know, like, certain dude, like, I kind of spoil it a little bit for myself.
Yeah.
But I don't really know everybody that's in there, so I'm just kind of fucking around with it. So
yeah,
so I'm having a good time with that.
Good.
Yeah. Is there anything else we should talk about?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Go see Black Panther and play Lego Marvel Superheroes too.
Yeah, it's fun.
These are things that we enjoy.
Yes.
So let's take our break and we'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Guys, we finally developed our time machine. Should we use it to go back and see how Stonehenge was built?
Or become friends with Hitler and convince him to stay in art school? Or we could go back in time and get the comic books we missed.
Yeah! Yeah!
The Comic Book Time Machine. A journey back in time to explore comic books, good and bad, whether from 7 decades ago or 7 days ago. Join our journey at comicbooktimemachine.com.
All right, we're back with our book for this week. It is Legion 93 from December 1993, issue number 61 of Legion 93. And this is L-E-G-I-O-N. It's an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
It stands for something that I
don't even think they say.
I don't think it stands for anything.
It doesn't matter.
It's like NXT.
Yeah.
It stands for next.
Sure.
So, this is the book that eventually will go on to become Rebels, but it was R-E-B-E-L. Like
of
this.
Course it was, yeah. Another acronym.
And then it became canceled.
I don't even know how this book continued past this issue. I will have to say, of the things that we've read on the show,
yeah,
this is probably one of the ones that I'm like, what the fuck, man? Why did anybody even bother?
You know, that's a very good question. Because this book is kind of... Okay, so... keep in mind, this book has been around since like 89, 90.
Ugh.
So it's already been around for like a couple of years at this point.
Because it's funny, haha, jokes.
Well,
right? Is that the whole point? It has like levity in it and space monsters. And the main man shows up.
Okay, so basically, because Lobo's in it. Yep. Lobo's a part of this group. But also, I feel that this book kind of scratches an itch for people that think Legion of Superheroes is too weak.
I think Legion of Superheroes is too weak, but I don't like this book.
Well, fair, what I'm saying, but I'm just hypothesizing.
Okay.
Right, because Vril Dox or Brainiac is one of the guys in here.
We'll talk about who's in here because I don't even know.
Well, I did some research about this a while ago, and I kind of had to refresh myself, and I still kind of don't remember, but
okay.
There's some weird stuff. It's weird. It's a weird book. It's weird, basically a weird space book.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's kind of like reading, like if this was a Marvel book, it'd be like reading, like Warlock, you know, or something, or maybe not even Warlock. It would be like reading Warlock.
Yeah.
And Infinity Watch. Just a bunch of weirdos hanging out.
Yeah, just a bunch of weird shit going on.
But this is more of like an interplanetary, and it kind of like it crosses over as if like, basically it's like Omega Men, like the first part of early Omega Men. And then you also have some Legion in here, and then you got some Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of, you know, you got some new gods kind of shit going on. Like, you just got a whole bunch of weird space dudes. It's basically like taking like leftovers, like, you know, when you have a bunch of stuff in your fridge.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are we gonna eat for dinner?
And you're like, put it all together.
And then you have this book.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like DC said, what are we having for dinner? And then they made this book.
Yeah.
And they put a bunch of random ass characters in here. Because essentially what Legion is like they're a kind of like a mercenary group,
mm-hmm.
like a protection group. Kind of like they're like Green Lanterns.
They're like the Blackwater of the DC universe. They're private contractors.
Yeah.
They're not actual police force like the Green Lanterns.
You're not
you
like Green Lanterns.
Hire them.
Yeah. They're not like the Green Lanterns. They're not like the Dark Stars.
Yeah.
You know, those are like. Legit groups.
Yeah, these guys, you can hire these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can hire these guys. They're like the A-team of
private security force.
DCU. So on the cover, we have this.
And I have to say, this cover disappointed me.
I can understand why.
Because there's this huge green monster, and he's got like three eyes, and he has all the mouths, but there's one of them in his armpit. And he's drooling, and he's just this big, scary monster.
Was this the armpit mouth?
No, that one's the armpit mouth.
Oh, that's kind of... that's not really armpit mouth.
Eh, close enough.
It's kind of like a tit mouth.
All right, tit mouth. And it's like drinking his own drool. It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
He's got mouths all over the place.
He has a mouth on the side of his head. He has a mouth on his elbow.
Yeah.
He has a mouth on his back.
Yeah, he's just this big, creepy, scary monster, and he's trying to, like, get into this party, and they're like, sorry, sir, but you're just not on the guest list.
Yeah, and then you look inside, it's a Legion Diplomat Bash, invitation only, and you see
Vril and Brainiac and some of the other characters in there. They're having a party and we got this booger monster.
Which I was like, oh man, I'm gonna see this booger monster. No.
Yeah.
You do not get to see the booger monster.
Yeah, and actually to be honest, like I picked up this book
because of the booger monster?
Kind of hoping that the booger monster was going to show up.
I mean, how could you not want that? I want that.
You figured that, like, oh, maybe this one shows up, and he goes, blar, and, you know, right. And they have to fight him.
That's what I thought was going to happen. That is not what happened.
Yeah.
So we start with, this book's called, what, The Death of the Party?
Death of the Party.
Yeah.
Which I feel is like, this is kind of like a... Like an Andrew W.K. song.
Yeah.
Actually, Lobo is pretty much Andrew W.K.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's like the comic book Andrew W.K. Or Andrew W.K. is the rock and roll Lobo.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
And it starts with these narration boxes about like an invitation that the Legion had sent out to all these different places to be like, hey, we like you. Why don't you come to this party that we're throwing on Rygon? And we can talk about your security needs.
Yeah.
Basically, it's to try to get business, right? It's like a business thing.
Yeah. They're basically like, hey, we're going to have this fucking party on the planet. And
yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. And there's like all these ships flying into this planet with all sorts of colors on it.
Kind of looks like Jupiter.
Yeah, it looks like Jupiter.
And it's Rygon. And then we find out, who is this guy now?
So that's Vril Dox. That's Brainiac.
Okay.
That's Brainiac from the Legion.
Okay, so Vril Dox is not happy about this, because apparently Rygon is kind of a shithole.
Yeah.
I guess. Or they're not safe or something, but he's not happy about it. And so he's like having a rant, and then there's this woman, her name is Shadow, or...
This is FaZe.
No, her.
Oh, Stealth.
Stealth. Apparently has a baby.
No, that's his...
No. She says, that's my good baby.
Oh, yeah, because she had a baby with him.
Right. And so she's like, hey, baby, say I'm not going to be like daddy. And he's like, whatever.
Because the baby is basically like a mini Vril Dox.
Yeah.
Mini Brainiac.
Creepy.
And he's like, this sucks. I don't want to go to this party. Yeah, he's just
bitching, and they're like, well, everybody's on the way. We can't, like, bail now. You know, everybody's going to be there.
There's already going to be, like, fucking...
We already paid, man. We put the deposit down.
Yeah.
Caterers are already there, like...
And I get, you know, look, I've had that before where you're like...
I don't want to go to this thing.
Yeah, even if something you set up...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, man, we're going to do this, and you're like,
I just want to not do the thing anymore. No,
this sucks.
I know, it does. So he just wants to stay home, and I get it. We all want to stay home. It's the best. So a message comes in, and it's from these people. Who are they?
This is Ka Muso of Modus,
mm-hmm.
And this is our champion, Gigantus.
And there's this little guy standing next to this big dude, and everybody's like, oh my god, look at that guy. He's huge. He's fucking gigantic, man. And they're like, oh, okay. Well.
And they're like, hey, we should do business. And they're like, okay.
And that's when Vril Drax is like, oh, business. I like business.
And then we do a quick aside to another planet where, I guess, Captain Comet, who...
Captain Comet is not the guy with the hair.
No, this is Captain Comet right here.
So this guy has some serious hair.
Yeah.
A kid and play flat top combined with a mullet.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, basically.
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I forgot what this guy's name. I mean, they all have like weird names. Like,
I think he says this. His name's like Beck.
Garen? No, Beck. No, Beck is...
Is it the girl?
No, Beck is... This is Beck.
Oh.
Silvery dude is Beck that we see on the next page.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this Captain Comet is out here... catching fish, and he's like,
yeah, because apparently like kid and play flat top guy was like, hey, sorry, I kind of just like
crashed
your party because I know you and what's this girl's name,
Marjan.
Basically, this is a romantic getaway that this dude just crashed.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, you know, sorry about that. And he's like, yeah, you know, what are you gonna do, it happens. And stop apologizing. He's like, no, really. He's like, no, stop apologizing. And so Captain Comet's like spearing fish. He also looks like he doesn't have any teeth here. That's kind of weird.
Oh yeah, he's gonna gum that fish down.
Yeah, it's like a weird drawing. But she is off underneath a tree with like all of the ice cream.
Yeah.
And she's like eating it and crying.
Because in space they have ice cream.
Apparently.
Like actually called ice cream. It's not called like
space cream.
Florgan.
Florgan?
You know, it's like.
Get me some strawberry Florgan.
Or they don't even call it. They're just called, like, they have all sorts of weird things. Because, I mean, and these all look like humanoids.
Of course.
You know, they're all, I mean, I'm assuming they're.
Human-ish.
They're like, you know, it's like, hey, Superman's, he's a human. It's like, you know, they all got dicks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe, is that why she's crying? Because she's not going to get the dick?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, yeah.
Is that why she's, because she's crying and eating ice cream. And I'm like, so is she
maybe
crying?
Maybe she's
right. She
doesn't
say anything, but is she like upset because she was planning on getting dick? And now she's not. So she's
gonna settle for ice cream and fish.
But I mean, like, dick's not worth crying over. I don't understand why she's crying.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, though. If there's a forensic files in space happening right here, guys.
Right?
This is going to happen. Like, there's going to be a forensic files.
It'll be like, you know, Captain Comet and Flat Top Guy. We're having a nice day fishing.
It's going to be called, the episode's going to be called Dick Ain't Worth Crying Over. And it's going to star these people.
Yeah. And it's going to be, and this girl ran off to go pick a berry. And then all of a sudden she never came back. And then they found her body under a tree.
She was drowned in ice cream.
Yeah.
And it's like, they could have been.
Even though she was underwater. Could science prove who killed her? Dun-dun. Like.
And we're going to find out that it was the planet's landlord that showed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
While
absolutely.
She was having an ice having
shower.
Some Florgan.
Yeah.
And she got murdered via Florgan.
Yeah. Yeah. It was poisoned Florgan.
Poisoned Florgan.
Yeah.
And they were able to trace it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's happening here. And it's funny because this planet is called Ithaca. It's like almost like Ithaca.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when that's what I kind of love about. I guess being a professional comic book writer or being like a science fiction writer, and you're like, we got to name something.
You just fuck it, make it up.
And you just make it up. You think of something that you thought of that you experienced when you were a kid, and you go.
Maybe. Or you just make it up.
Or you just make it up, or you reverse something. Like, I could call something Benoni, you know, named after show favorite Benny Higgins. His real name is Benoni.
Yeah.
And I could just be like, oh, watch out for the alien Benoni. Here comes Benoni. Watch out for Benoni. And it's like, he'll be like, oh, no, watch out for Benoni. And it's like, you know, but it's like, it's really named after this guy.
It's just you put it in for yourself.
Something for daddy.
It's something for daddy. I mean, shit, I've done that. I know I'm writing along and I'm like, this character's named this. That's kind of a shout out to whatever.
I did that when I wrote my short film for Smark, which I've talked about before on the show. But, and one of the characters is named Peter Rashke. And so just so because he was like a supporting character and people can call him Peter Baron von Rashke, or he can call himself Peter, but because he's a wrestling guy, you know, whatever. It's like wrestling. It's like, oh yeah. So that, cause I, you know, I was trying to be clever.
Yeah.
It's good writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So
there's
some stuff going on here.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then we go to the Legion headquarters and, Beck, who's a silvery dude.
Yeah. This, I was like, wait, what? What's
and
going on with these silver people?
There's a snow. I think his name was Strata.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a silver dude and a purple girl.
Purple girl. Not purple girl from Marvel, but
no,
purple girl
but she's
named
like
Xena.
Yeah.
Xena, warrior princess.
Yeah. And so, like, they're there, and then Lobo shows up and he's like, hey, where is everybody, man? And they're like, I don't know, Lobo, because Lobo's not supposed to know about this party.
No, you don't want Lobo to know.
Because you don't want Lobo to come to your party. But unfortunately, these two idiots have big mouths.
Yeah. Well, the one girl just keeps stuttering. She's like,
because she's scared of Lobo. So she lets it slip that there's a party.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, shit, I'm going to the party. And this is the best part because I loved crash parties. So Lobo's off to go to the party.
He is, yeah.
Okay. So
the main man is there to show up. How do you feel about Lobo?
That's a really good question. I like Lobo in small doses. I think there's enough Lobo in here for me. I'm like, oh, this is fine. He is a ridiculous character. You make him show up to do ridiculous things, I'm fine with him.
You know what? You're right.
If there's too much Lobo, I don't like him.
There's actually the adequate amount of required amount of Lobo in this book.
Exactly. I'm like, this is the right amount of Lobo.
For a book that he is not in, and I almost feel like, look, yeah, he had like his own ongoing series and stuff like that. I can't think if I ever owned any of those or if I really... It's you have to like really be like a fan to want to read a Lobo. I have a Lobo only because it's an Eclipso book.
Sure.
So I have that.
Yeah, I don't think I could take him in an entire book. I think that would be a problem. There is a, you know, the Superman animated series had him show up, I think, twice.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Because I was like, man, this is the acceptable amount of Lobo. It's not him all the time. I don't think I could take him all the time.
It's funny because in the 90s, people were like losing their shit over Lobo.
Oh, I know. But he was written to like make fun of like all those like, you know, 90s tropes. But
yeah,
apparently it didn't go the way they thought.
Although we did get to, well, no, I mean, he's, I don't know. I mean, well, yeah, he came back as like emo Lobo.
Oh, he was emo Lobo and everybody hated that. And I agree. I also hate that.
Yeah. That's just, not that I was going to read it.
Right. But if you're going to give me a Lobo, he better be like a giant fucking hulking monster.
He better be Lobo.
He better not be like some fucking hipster who makes like artisanal ice or whatever the fuck.
Lobo should not be making artisanal ice. I don't want him getting, I don't want him picking out cold brews.
Exactly. I don't want him wearing like, you know, a vest, you know, while standing behind, like, you know, an espresso counter, that fucking boy in the bear place we went the other day. Like, ooh. I don't want him, like, that's what I don't want of my Lobo.
I feel bad. Because, look, I mean, it's got an interesting decor. And
it was just a coffee shop that we went to that was not, we're not hip enough to go there.
No.
That's just it. That's all. We just ain't hip enough.
Yeah. But, anyway, so yeah, so I just thought about reading this because I'm like, okay, well, Lobo's in this. We normally don't mess with Lobo.
Yeah. But this is a good amount of Lobo.
Yeah, I like this Lobo. So so now we're back on Rimjob or whatever it's called.
Rigel or Rhinon. Or
Rigon.
Rigon.
Rygar, my favorite arcade.
Rimjob, the planet.
Rimjob.
So all these people are showing up and they're like, all of these races have brought their champion.
Yeah.
So apparently it's their dude who kicks the most ass.
Mm-hmm.
So then this guy shows up.
Who would be Earth's champion?
The Rock.
Yes.
Who else would we choose?
That was actually a very good answer.
I mean, seriously, who else are we going to pick? It's got to be The Rock.
But that means you're going to have Trump and The Rock show up.
No, you don't have to have Trump. You can have, like, I don't.
You need to bring the leader. Well,
that's
right.
America.
America.
We could pick somebody from the UN to go.
Yeah. Who would the Earth bring?
What's her name? Angela Merkel?
Can we just bring The Rock?
You know what? He can do double duty. It's just The Rock.
Can The Rock team up with Stone Cold?
I don't know if Stone Cold would like it. He'd have to go to a party.
Yeah, I know.
I think it has to be The Rock. I'm trying to think of somebody else because The Rock is just like, everyone likes The Rock. He's going to give you a smile. He's going to be charming. Like,
maybe you do The Rock and Conor McGregor.
UFC. That guy's kind of a dick, though.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
See, that's the thing. You want somebody who's going to be like, put his best foot forward and smiley. That's why you pick The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock could just pretty much just handle all that.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, you just pick somebody who is nice and personable, but also can kick a lot of ass. Yeah. And that is The Rock.
You ever remember last year when they wrongly announced La La Land?
Uh-huh.
As the best picture, yes. Ended up being Moonlight.
Yes.
And there's this picture of when it was happening and The Rock's in the audience. He's just kind of like staring like really intently. And, you know, of course, The Rock being The Rock, he's like, you know, I was about to jump off the stage and whoop some ass. Which I kind of would have liked to have seen just The Rock give like Warren Beatty a Samoan drop. You know?
Warren Beatty's like 90.
I know.
He's not that old.
That would be great if that was the end of Warren. I don't want Warren Beatty. Anything bad happen to Warren Beatty? If he doesn't. No, we don't need that to happen. But
he's fine.
But I would. But it would be like an interesting bit.
Yeah.
If The Rock was like, hey, Warren Beatty.
You're going to tell me he's going to choke slam Kirk Douglas next?
You would probably just pick. You would choke slam the whole chair and everything.
Well, that's the thing. And how gently would you have to set that chair down? Because that man is 101 years old.
Yeah.
And they like continually drag him on stage.
Yeah, why do they do
poor
that?
Poor man.
Why? I don't know. Kirk Douglas is on TV like way more than like.
That he is an old, old man. I've seen Kirk Douglas
on TV more than I've seen my own mom.
You're supposed to see your own? You mean like in general? You've seen Kirk Douglas more than your own mother? That's true.
What kind of life is that if you just keep running into Kirk Douglas?
But they keep like...
Because he just somehow just keeps being like, you should be at home.
They just keep shoving him on stage.
You're Spartacus. He's like, I'm 130.
And he's still fucking, you know, like he can't really talk that well anymore, but he's still fucking with it. So he's like trying to talk. And you're just like, let this man stay home.
Let him retire. Everybody else went fucking.
Exactly. Let him retire.
You don't see Gene Hackman hanging out. Gene Hackman was like, fuck it, I'm done.
Oh, yeah, he was done. He was like, fuck this man, I'm out.
He's like, Lex Luthor, out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Gene Hackman.
If only more people would actually retire like Gene Hackman did. Gene Hackman, I hope it's like, you know, running a farm somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, Gene Hackman's okay.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's doing fine.
So we have this. Where are these people from? I don't even know.
So, well, we have these bunny looking dudes. And so I think they're
here and they're like, hey, we're here. Isn't that great?
Well, the bunny looking dudes are the most concerned of this bunch because. I think they're on this planet. This is their planet, I think.
Oh, okay.
And
they're like, why'd you bring all these fucking people to my planet?
They have a general Zack. It's X-A-A-A-Q.
Yeah, sure.
And he is one of the insurgents and, you know, I assume on this planet, and he is wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And Legion is like, well, you know, we hope he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
We don't want him to show up. You know, and so then they meet
I don't know who this guy is. This is
like a fucking drag race weirdness.
No, it's not even that. This is like, this guy looks like the little drummer boy.
Yeah. He looks like the Nutcracker.
He looks like the Nutcracker if the Nutcracker got tall and fat, because his shirt's really short and his belly's just like hanging over it. And he looks like a child. He's like a man child.
Imagine Otto from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Dressed as the Nutcracker in a short jacket.
In a half shirt, basically.
And then he's accompanied. Basically
by a gimp.
He is from the planet Karnox.
Well, and he's like, we brought our champion, and their champion is a fucking gimp. He's basically like a fat dude in a butcher's apron. Honestly, I'm surprised this has not been a gimmick in WWE. This is kind of like a Kane.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to try this, and maybe I should try to make this guy in my wrestling
game. You should, because this is what, like, kind of like a Kane figure where he's got like this mask and he doesn't really say anything, but he's like a huge dude and his mask is like checkerboard, but it's like a gimp mask.
It's basically. It's a red and black checkerboard. He's got these bugged out eyes and teeth just hanging out, and he's wearing like a smock with goop on it,
and he's holding a mallet.
He's holding a mallet. He's got like a number. He's got like a knife and he's got knives and hooks and stuff.
Yeah,
his name is the Renderer.
Yeah.
Because it's sub-administrator Dlap. Sure. And this is our champion, the Renderer. He is the rock of the of whatever world of Karnox.
Yeah. And so this one, and I actually kind of like this. I think this is a pretty good gag. So this other guy shows up. He is from...
Glacius. Okay.
Glacius. He says, this is our champion.
Well, he's... Okay, so... He's from Glacius.
Yes.
He goes, I present the Shiver, champion of Glacius. I am Quingsley, his proud assistant.
And it's like a backpack type thing. It's got like a dome, kind of like one of those backpacks they have for cats, has like a window in it now. And they turn around and it's literally just a pile of bones that looks like it kind of smells.
Yeah.
But at this point, it shouldn't smell because there's no flesh. But they're like, he looks dead. And they're like, oh, yeah, he is. He won champion for eternity. So it's more of like a ceremonial title than anything
else. So he died like, you know.
Like eons ago. This dude's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, and then.
So finally we get the people we already saw, Gigantus and the other dude. And they're like, hello, here we are. And the other dude is very small. And so is Gigantus. He like doesn't even come up to what's her name's
stealth.
Hip. Yeah. And then she starts laughing because he's so tiny. But on their planet, he's humongous.
Yeah.
But among all these other people, he's a very small man.
Yeah. And so basically they're like, well, this is really funny. And Dox is like.
And he's like, why are you laughing at our champion? And he's like, oh, it's a sign of respect. And he goes, well, poke in the eye is a sign of respect on my planet. He pokes her in the eye.
That's actually pretty funny, too. Yeah. It's like, fuck you. And, you know, Dox is like, come on, you know, don't be a dipshit.
Yeah, don't be a dick to these people. We need their business.
Yeah, and then, so then the guys from the planet, well, I'm confused here.
okay, is this? I think this is just a guy that works there.
Yeah.
So this is the actual Ahertyung.
I don't sure.
If you read it backwards, it's like Ra Gunty.
Oh, hey, what? I mean, that's accurate. Look at that guy.
It's just like a
that guy's got a gunt.
Yeah, it looks like he's just basically like a blue rabbit with really floppy ears, wearing
sitting on a chair and showing off a loincloth.
Yeah.
It also looks like shit is just falling off of the chair. I don't really know what's happening.
Maybe it's flameous.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because they're, yeah. And then so their champion is a giant shadowy looking bunny.
Yeah.
Thing. And he is, we are the people of Rygon joined into one
big Rygon dude,
one person. And, you know, and he's just basically like a giant conscious or whatever. And
yeah. And you're like, okay. It's kind of like a Voltron.
Yeah.
They're like a Voltron.
It's a fleshy Voltron.
Yeah, gross. Yeah. Squishy Voltron.
Squishy Voltron.
So I don't remember where Lobo goes now.
Lobo just goes through, like, I assume just Lobo just... Wait, did we get to the part yet where he stops the bar?
No, that's the next one.
Yeah, Lobo's just so...
I don't know where he went here. He was, maybe he thought he was going to catch somebody before the party and they were already gone, so the maids are there.
No, I think he went back home to like take a nap and then like his maids were there.
And then he's like.
And he starts making out with one of them.
Oh, no, this is where he finds out where the party is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he knew something was going on. Now he knows what's going on. He kisses the maid and they're like, ugh. And then he's like, all right, time to go crash a party. So much fun. So then we're at the party.
Mm-hmm.
What's this guy's name? He's one of the legionnaires.
I think he's... Okay, so I think he has a name.
He's like a telepath.
He's a telepath, and they just referred to him as telepath. He's basically like a blue...
Well, he's yellow.
Or not blue, I'm sorry, yellow glowworm-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, he is a worm, actually. He's got a big head, and he's like commiserating with the short guy, Gigantus, who's drinking. And he's like, oh, you know, on my planet, I am also small. And so he gets hit in the head with a stick.
Yeah, because this Gigantus is just super, like, just a dipshit.
Yeah.
He's just an angry... He's got a very big man angry complex.
Yeah.
Short man complex. And then
We've got the guy who had the bones on his back, like, trying to hit on whatever her name is.
So he's hitting on Faze. I think it's Faze or Phantom. She's like... It's like Phantom Girl.
Sure.
I think it's like Phantom Girl.
Yeah, because she, like... Does the thing.
Yeah. Because this dude with the corpse on his back. It's like...
Who doesn't want to be hit on by a guy carrying a corpse?
He's like, hey, baby, let's stroll around the deck. You can tell me your life story. And she's like, nah, man.
No, thank you.
And then he's walking away and he tries to grab her ass. And,
of course, he's like, oh, you're a cold bitch. Just because she's like, no, thank you.
He's like, no, I think she's like, you're actually cold. Because you see his hand go through her ass here. Because she's...
Yeah, because he's trying to grab her and she like phases and whatever.
Yeah.
So
now we got the, you know, and so then we, Vril's like goes over to the telepath and they're like, hey, we need to make sure that this crazy general is not here.
Yeah.
And he goes to the telepath and the telepath, you know, is bleeding from his head and he's like, what happened? And he's like, I talked to this dummy or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I got sticked.
And then,
And they're like, well, keep them happy. So
yeah, because they're trying to keep
you.
Yeah, so they're just trying to keep
girl, whatever
happy.
Your name is, Shadow or
Stealth.
Stealth. Take them to the buffet.
Yeah.
And she's like, fine, whatever. So this is also the weird part because then the baby Brainiac apparently can talk.
Yeah.
In like full sentence. Does she know that?
No, only Brainiac knows this. It's like Stewie and Brian.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like, Father, this is very interesting. He's like, shut up. I need you to play your part because that like big bunny guy comes over and he's like, baby, whatever.
Yeah.
So then this is where we see Lobo in space on his bike.
Lobo goes to a bar on an asteroid.
Yeah. He goes, you know what? My rule is to never show up at a party sober. And part of that is like really a good idea. But the other part is like, you're the most hated person at any party.
Oh, he sucks.
He is pre-gaming for this party. You don't want it to crash. I mean, here's the thing. Is this a college party? You show up wasted? Maybe okay. Like a big frat party? You're probably better off showing up, like, drinking beforehand than, like, drinking anything there. But don't be the wasted guy at the party. Like, ever.
Oh, he's the guy that always is getting into fights at, like, 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but you know, here's the thing. Yeah, Lobo is the guy getting into a fight at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, hey, man, be cool.
Yeah.
Be cool. Drink some water. And he's like, nah, man. Nah.
And his, right. And his friends are trying to like be like, it's cool, man. Don't worry about it. Come with us. And he's not listening.
No. And it's in the street. And somehow his shirt is off.
Or completely naked.
Yeah, he's definitely, he is disrobed somehow.
We did see a dude do that. Literally the naked
fight. See, I missed that.
I missed the naked fight part because we were in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Where all things good happen. All good things happen. We were in Buffalo. We were down at this place called Nietzsche's because you were doing stand-up.
Uh-huh.
And apparently while we were in the bar, outside, some guy who was wasted. It was only like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it was pretty early in the night.
It was. So some dude was wasted off his fucking ass.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street, got naked, and was trying to fight people.
Yeah.
So the cops were called. I did not see the naked fight, but I did see like his clothes laying in the street and like him in a car. And that was all I got to see. And everybody's like, there was a naked fight. I'm like, God damn it, I missed the naked fight, but that's Lobo.
Did he just like go? So there's a lot of questions about that because he just go outside and just get naked.
I don't know.
And then just start fighting, or did he get naked during the fight?
I don't know. I don't know if he got naked first and then like people were walking by and he was trying to fight them, or if there was somebody specific he was trying to fight, or whatever.
Was it strip fighting? Strip fighting where like you miss a punch, you got to take off some clothes.
Man, what a fun way to fight.
Yeah.
If you get punched, you have to take off a shirt.
Oh, the guy's living his best life.
He really was. So yeah, I've seen it.
And then we get some more shenanigans here with the carnivore people.
I'm kind of confused by this, actually. So we've got the gimp guy and the nutcracker, and they're like, oh, delicious. I can't wait. I'm going to go eat this. What looks like a turkey.
Yeah.
He takes a bite out of it, and he's like, oh, it's disgusting. And then she says, you there, is this an all-meat? This is an all-meat buffet, correct? And she goes, of course not. And he goes, I knew it. Infernal vegetable eaters, blah, blah, blah. He's like, find me a bucket. And I'm like, but he took a bite of
meat.
So did he want it to be a vegetable, or did he want, I'm confused why he thinks it's disgusting.
Because maybe vegetables on his planet, or maybe it's like reversed or something.
I guess, because he seems upset that these people, that it is not an all meat buffet, but he ate meat.
Maybe it was a vegetable.
Is it
flavor.
A tofurkey?
Ooh, maybe.
I mean, I get it. I'd be kind of pissed if somebody like snuck a tofurkey on me.
Hey, man, this is like organic tofu shaped into a duck. I don't know. I don't think I hate tofu.
I don't hate it because there is that Indian place that does like a vegetarian butter chicken, and basically it's like soy, like tofu.
Have you had it?
That's what we get all the time. Because that's vegetarian. They don't have any meat there.
So it's probably tofu.
Yeah.
That's actually really good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Shit.
The way they do it is pretty good. I mean, it's also in delicious sauce.
Yeah. Shout out to Indian, vegetarian Indian food.
Yeah.
So maybe he wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's all around all these other things. They have some grapes and it's a very normal food buffet.
It really does.
Like, yeah. They went to Wegmans or they went to Ralph's and we're just like, oh, let's get a platter.
Yeah.
You know, because you got like some banana, looks like bananas and grapes and
turkey
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, although he does eat it and he starts yelling, he's like, poison, taint, venom.
Yeah, he's just not having a good time. So then
two of those are metal bands.
So finally the telepath's like, I'm getting a weird scan. I think this guy, this general, is here.
Yeah.
But I can't tell. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
And then that's when he springs out of like the giant bunny.
Yeah. This bunny becomes, he lets go of this.
He has like a trap door in his stomach or something.
Well, he's a amalgamation of like people.
Yeah. But he's still like, I thought he would fall apart. But he doesn't. He has like a trapdoor, and out comes this general dude, and he's like,
it is kind of like Voltron.
Yeah, kind of like Voltron. He's gonna shoot some people.
What's also weird too is that the big bunny basically saying that, you know, you betrayed he's telling the president that you're like, oh, you sold us out.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they've got some drama that nobody understands, and so now it's time to get in a fight.
But the telepath basically starts like filling his head with like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's like, I'll kind of fuck with him by giving him weird thoughts, so he can't really focus on what he's supposed to be doing. Yeah. So he's just like, I think I said the wrong thing, and blah 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 blah, and all this sort of stuff's going on. And that's when everybody's like, all right, time to fight the big bunny.
Yeah,
and also this guy.
Yeah, and then they start. Everybody, and then starts to do a big melee, and then the bunny turns into a bunch of
stealth. Like kicks this guy, and she has the longest leg.
Yeah,
it's like her leg has just. I don't even understand.
That's a really long
what
leg.
What is happening here?
That's a really misproportionate leg.
Yeah, it really is. It's it looks very.
Because if she puts that down, she is like really like just like it's like a, yeah, like one like, foot is like a, it's like another yeah, inch.
That's the thing. Her legs are like not even if she puts it down like by like 2 feet. Yeah. Not just like a couple inches. Like this is like a huge disparity.
Because you don't even see her
foot.
She's got
to wear one of those shoes. You've seen those shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to wear one of those shoes with like the huge bottom.
Oh, Raven has that.
Oh, yeah?
He has one foot that's longer than another, and so that was always...
But is it like a huge...
Yeah, he has like a thicker heel on one of his boots.
Yeah, but like a noticeable, like...
I think it's not noticeable unless you look for it.
Yeah.
But you can,
like with her, this would be noticeable. This would be where, like, wearing, like, one of those huge, you know, like those raver girls used to wear with, like, those big foam. It'd be one shoe with
that. Do you think hers would have a goldfish in it?
Probably. With, like, one big goldfish thing, and then, like, a normal shoe.
Ah, okay.
That's what hers would look like.
I like it.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, just a big melee, and everybody starts fighting each other, and these bunnies are fighting everybody. I like this, meat guy.
Yeah, he's just as bad.
He only yells things like in single words, like,
yeah,
you know,
like
he,
bad.
I do like earlier when he when the guy eats the meat or whatever,
he
eats
goes
something.
Sick.
He's just like sick. And then he's like bad, and then all the bunny splits apart. He's
kind of
like
a chunk. He kind of talks like Chunk.
I know. I like him. I want a book about him.
Yeah. Yeah, give me more of this guy.
I want him and Lobo to fucking fart on each other.
Well, that's what's going to happen here. So one of the bunnies gets stealth, and she's like, hey, give me a hand, dude. Destroyer. And he goes, hand.
Well, she does is she like...
It.
Yeah. It's like, it. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's great.
I like well, fucking stealth. Or not stealth.
It's gross.
Phantom Girl. She's just like...
Shoving her fucking fingers through people.
She's doing this a bunch where she's just like phasing through people, like
just because they're like
in
she's
her way.
Trying to, yeah, because she's they're like in her way.
Like if she was in a supermarket and you were standing in front of something you needed,
she
needed, she would just reach through your skull, to grab it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very inappropriate.
And she wouldn't even see a problem with that. She would just be like doo doo doo, and she would be like, "Oh, I need to get the cereal box." And she would just literally phase through your chest to grab the fucking cereal.
Like, that's fucking dangerous.
Instead of just like being like waiting for you to move or saying excuse me, like she would just phase through shit. That's really upsetting.
It's really upsetting because what can happen
because is like etiquette, like 101. Well, like you can't just phase through people.
Yes, it's the first thing you learn etiquette. You know, don't fart in public. Don't phase through people in the grocery store. Because here's the thing too: it's like, what if she's in a grocery store, she gets a phone call, she's phasing through your head to grab a can of beans, and she gets distracted
halfway.
Then you have like the Steve Martin gag of like the arrow through your head, but it's a woman's hand.
Also, a can of beans.
Also, can of
beans.
But
that's the thing, because she.
What if she would actually? Well, how's she?
But that's the thing. Can she? Whatever she touch phase through, is it just? She grabs the beans, and they're still solid, and she basically just knocks you unconscious.
Dish.
She's like, oh, damn it.
Man knocked unconscious by beans, because woman grabbed her head. Yeah, so there's a big melee here, and then just about when the...
When all is lost.
The general. Yeah, the general's about to... The insurgent general's about to shoot this president.
Here comes Lobo. He just burst through a window...
Lobo shows up.
We're not really sure where the window was, but much like Batman, it does not matter.
He just finds a window to burst through.
Yeah, him and Batman both.
Yeah.
I think they've got like a fucking glass detector. Lobo shows up, and he's like, it's me, Lobo. I'm also drunk. Let's have a party.
I really want to point out...
What, that he's pouring booze on his forehead?
Well, also, he's pouring booze on his forehead. He's pulling the booze. The booze brand he's drinking is just a skull with crossbones.
Yep.
He's just drinking, like, I'm assuming, poisonous absent.
Yeah.
And then I do like Vril is just like, he's bitten being like
choked out by bunnies, and like Lobo is like flying around, and he's and Vril's just like bleeding out of his nose, giving a thumbs up.
He's yeah,
like,
hey, buddy. Yeah, Lobo.
Lobo, fuck yeah. Well,
we didn't want to tell you
real quick
about this party.
I just want to point out there's a little bullpen page
yes,
here.
Yes, I see this.
And for DC, which has never been like their strong point.
True.
They don't really do this sort of thing. They've always had a very, it's always been very, never feels like something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but they have something here and they just have a little bunch of notes here. And, what actually I do appreciate is,
That their DC bullets are actually bullet holes with stuff dripping out of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. but they have, a Bloodlines checklist. Because who is your favorite Bloodlines hero?
None of the above.
Yeah, well, actually, but it's convenient, though, because then it gives you a little nut line about who everybody is.
Yeah, that's good.
Like Loose Cannon, Super Strong Ex-Cop.
Oh, neat.
Or Hitman, the name says it all.
Terror Smith.
Monster-making villain? Question mark.
Hmm.
I like a lot of these. Because they're just, these are all stupid characters. Razor Sharp, sword armed hacker. Well, he's not really a good hacker. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a fan of this list. Also, they have a bunch of puns for, cause Metamorpho gets a miniseries. He's in the middle of his miniseries right now.
Uh huh.
And, so they have a little bunch of puns here. You want to do these puns?
Sure.
If Metamorpho were the ruler of the dream dimension.
Wait, am I supposed to like come up with something?
Well, there's an answer.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Metamorpheus. All right.
I got it.
A team of element people. Metamorphorce.
Okay.
I don't like that one.
No.
I actually like this one. This is kind of wish they would have actually created this character because it's a Marvel crossover. Living elemental vampire. Metamorbius.
I would read that. That sounds fun.
I'd read Metamorbius a fucking every week.
That sounds great.
I'm into it.
Give me a Metamorbius.
Yeah, I want Metamorpho, but I want him to drink blood, even though he has all the elements of blood.
Yes.
He has to find some way to, I don't know. How do you even make that shit? I have a mission.
So, random aside, I follow Das Bunker on Instagram because, you know, I used to be goth. Das Bunker is this very famous club here in LA where, you know, goth industrial club, whatever. But there was like something in their Instagram stories or something where they were just like, we regret to inform you that vampires have no blood, therefore they cannot get erections. It was just like this weird, it's like, and I was like, that's what I've always been complaining about.
Oh, they must have been pissed watching that fucking Dracula show.
I was pissed watching that show because how does that guy fuck? Also, wouldn't he be cold?
He was fucking all the time in that show.
Fucking all the time. How does he get an erection? And how does, like, wouldn't he be freezing?
Yeah.
Like, you go to touch him, he'd be cold to the touch. Also, shouldn't be able to maintain an erection.
Yeah.
He has no blood.
Like, he was fucking every episode, pretty
you
much.
You need, like, blood to flow.
You need lots of blood.
But, like, you can have blood, but, like, it needs to flow, and vampire's blood doesn't flow. How can you fuck?
Anyway, yeah.
Continue.
And the last one, an elemental imposter, Metamorphony, which actually looks like Metamorpho Honey. And I'm like, Forfo Honey. So, yeah, but Metamorbius, I am.
I'm here for Metamorbius.
So basically, Lobo shows up and just starts murdering everybody.
Yeah, he just starts.
Just fucking everybody up.
Also drinking. There's drinking going on.
Well, he punches. Okay, so He meets a random woman.
Yeah, who the fuck is this chick? I haven't seen her yet.
He just looks at a woman and just goes, slobber. He doesn't even, like, he's not really slobber, but he's just, like, saying slobber.
He just says slobber.
And then he punches a green booger monster. Maybe it's the booger monster from before.
Oh, maybe that's what...
Maybe it's his dude.
Is that what... Kinda. Because it was, like, the bunny, right? Does he become a green
monster? No, he's just punching everybody.
No, but I mean... Because that's kind of what the bunny turned into, like, a green thing.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Like, here. Because he's a bunny here, but now he's green after he gets hit.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But he's just, like, a slime monster.
Yeah, and okay, and that's why the renderer is stuck,
like,
in here.
Yeah, because he kind of, like, got turned into slime or something. I don't know. I don't know how they work. And he's hitting them, and he's drinking booze. And then there's just, like, this random, like, guy from the mall there. He's just like some dude wearing just like a t-shirt, like, you know, bifocals, and he's just like got a goatee.
He's like, I was in the food court and this is disturbing me.
He's like, I just came.
Oh man, maybe this was at a food court.
He's like, I'm just trying to go to the Apple store.
The Apple store isn't open yet and I was just trying to drink some coffee.
Yeah, I was just gonna get a Cinnabon and Because, like, everybody else is, like, weird looking. This is just, like, a random guy.
This poor guy could get murdered. You know, it's like, what happened to your husband? Oh, he was in a space and he went to a Cinnabon and got murdered by Lobo.
And so, like, Lobo drinks so much he passes out on top of, like, the green bunny monster now.
Yeah.
And, like, this guy is just, like, he says something.
He says, that's some secret weapon there you got there, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I think he's talking to...
we don't know who he's talking to.
He's talking to one of the girls.
Sure.
Yeah. And everybody's like, yay, docs. Good times. And then, so basically they get a bunch of business. The meat eaters and... the meat feeders, excuse me. From Carnox and the guy with the decaying monster on his back. And then that tiny... The Gigantus, or whatever, is the guy that brought him there.
Yeah.
Is like, hey,
maybe we can do business.
We can do business, but, like, you know, he was being a dick. But how about we just give him to you?
Oh, that's right. Why don't we just give you this small dude that we brought with us?
Yeah, we'll just give you this small dude.
And he's like, well, thank you. I would love to take a living being.
Yeah. Because maybe he could be, like, your champion and he could do stuff. And they're like, okay, sure.
They're like, great. Now we have a new friend.
And Stealth is like, fuck that.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Then,
no, he should stay with his people.
And that's how it ends.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and then a bunch of stuff happens in the next issue. And
sure. Yeah. Stealth cuts her hair, apparently.
Oh, yeah, she got a haircut. Or maybe she has tied back. She has, like, little, like, long hairs.
Maybe. This looks a little short over here.
Oh, maybe she got a haircut.
Yeah, it looks like.
Stealth gets a haircut, guys.
She's got a mom cut.
Give me the Joanna Kearns. Yeah, but that's it for Oh, wait, I forgot to read what the Legion... What's the letters page called? Oh, it's just called Legion 93. Jesus Christ, this book's been around for, you know, as Legion for like 4 years. You don't have something new just because it changes?
Nope.
Ugh. Disappointing.
Sorry.
Well, that's it for Legion 93. Number 61 from December 1993. Would you read the next issue of this book?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
I mean... I enjoyed some of it. I definitely enjoyed, like, the gimp guy, and it was silly. Just enough Lobo in here, but at the same time, I'm just like, what the fuck's the point?
It's surprising that a book from 1993 did not overdose us on Lobo.
No, they were the right amount of Lobo.
Incredible restraint.
Yes. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, I don't really understand the point of this book. Like, nothing. You had a fight. Okay, yeah. Cool. But it was just like, they're just trying to drum up business. And it's one of those, like, more adult... Like, things that happen in the real world.
Yeah.
But also in space.
Also, too, it's one of these books where, I mean, let's be honest, you have to have been...
Reading since
like the series. I mean, I'm talking like from the very beginning of all these stories.
Because you don't know what the fuck's going on here.
There's a lot of random ass characters. Which, yeah, granted, we do a lot of this where we just grab a random book. Sure. We just based on the cover and we just talk about it. You know, and there's, you know, there's... characters that you can latch on to, but I feel like this is one of these books that you really kind of need to take approach where, you know, you just don't, it just doesn't, it's not as enjoyable if you don't know what those people on that planet are doing, you know, like they're not murdering each other.
Right.
You know, whatever, they're not having the poisoned Florgan.
Florgan!
So, yeah, but that's it for this book. Thank you for listening, folks. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. Email us, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yes, and please do rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it, or just give us a rating wherever it is that you get this show. And tell a friend. Tell 2 friends. Tell 3 friends. That'd be really appreciative. We would really appreciate that because that's how you spread the word about podcasts. You tell another person about it that hasn't heard about it, and then they go, oh, what's that? Is this good? Yeah, it's good. Okay. And they check it out. So we would really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.